like to welcome everybody this morning. As always, we appreciate another day the Lord's blessed us to be in His house. And we appreciate our children singing this morning. Always appreciate the enthusiasm they have to get up here and sing and enjoy themselves. And we don't have a whole lot on our heart this morning, but we're just looking forward to a great day in the Lord. And some of our folks are at Lafayette's homecoming. Let's remember them, and let's remember this service today that Lord moved powerful and called a people. And I know we all got burdens for people we'd love to see come to the altar and get what they need, and people get back right with the Lord. And I'm sure He's going to pass through this morning and give that opportunity out. And I'm asking Brother Josh, just Miss Sunday School.
It's good to be here this morning. Appreciate everybody being here and looking forward to this lesson. Let's remember Brother Carl. He's sick. That's why he's not teaching today, but he called me, and we don't really have a set schedule. We try to take turns, but then being sick, I told him I'd sure try to teach this week. So our lesson is in 2 Chronicles, the 35th chapter. The title to this lesson in our quarterly is Josiah Celebrates Passover. Josiah was the king of Israel. So we'll get into that. But I want to read and look a couple of other places. Enjoy so much studying and trying to teach about the Passover. So much blessing, so much symbolism, looking towards Christ. And if we can find Christ in the scriptures, then I think we've done well. And that should be our goal. I mean, really, the cross and Christ should be our objective every lesson. And it certainly is in this one. So let's, if you want to turn with me in your Bibles, I'm going to read a few verses in Exodus chapter 12. So this is Exodus chapter 12. This is scripture about the conversation that the Lord had with Moses. And so I'm going to read the first maybe two or three verses here, then we'll probably skip down and get one more. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And the month that it's referring to, we would say that's probably somewhere in March or April. But it was in the Jewish, the Israeli calendar here. That was, the Lord called it the first month. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And then I want to jump over to verse 14. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. So referring to the Passover, and everybody has knowledge of what happens there. They took the lamb into their house. They kept it for 4 days. They killed the lamb. They took the blood and they put it on the side of their doorposts and they put it over the top. So when you would walk into the house, you would walk through the blood, because the blood would be on the side, it would be over your head, and it would be on the other side. Interesting, they did not put the blood on the floor. We don't walk over the blood, we go through the blood. And that, again, a lot of symbolism there. But that was the idea. They put the blood, and of course that night then the death angel visited the land of Egypt. And every house that did not have that, the firstborn in their family and of their flock all died. And so, but if they had the blood over their door and were in celebrating the Passover, then the death angel passed over. They didn't experience that death. And so, and then verse 14, it was important because they didn't just celebrate that once. They were supposed to then celebrate that every year as a memorial or remembrance of what God did, because that was the last plague visited upon Egypt. And the Pharaoh then let Moses and the children of Israel go. So that's the establishment of the Passover. That happened. And this, I mean, I look at these dates and I try to do some research on them and try to search. And some of these, you know, are speculative. But that happened probably about 1450 B.C. And that's an approximation. That's not something that I can take you right to a scripture and read that to you. But it happened about 1450 B.C. So it's been about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We taught about the dedication of the temple and Solomon's dedication. Solomon's dedication of the temple happened around 970 BC, I think. So that would have been about 500 years approximately after the first Passover. And so today's lesson is approximately 622 BC. So about 300, maybe in 50 years since Solomon dedicated the temple is where we get to where we're at King Josiah. So that you understand what's going on in Israel here, from the time that Solomon dedicated the temple, there were a number of kings. I think the king of Israel, I think Josiah may have been about the 19th or 20th king since Solomon had been king. But there would be a king that would come in and he would do well and he would humble his heart and he would try to search for what God wanted, and Israel would do well, and then he would die and a new king would come in and he would just basically turn his back on God, wouldn't follow God, and the people kind of just gradually, they're following God and knowing what God wanted and turning their heart to God. They got farther and farther and farther away from what God wanted. So we get down, and if you go back and read in Chronicles here, and I'm going to touch on just a couple of things, but in Chronicles, the 33rd chapter, there was a king named Manasseh, and that was actually Josiah's grandfather, and Manasseh was pretty despicable fella most of his life. He set up some altars for God, which was good, but he set up altars basically